You are listening to another edition of the Block Report with the Minister of Information, JR, on blockreportradio.com. Today we're going to talk to the family of Lavelle Mixon, the young black male who was murdered a little over a week ago when he allegedly killed four officers, including OPD Sergeant Dunnigan, who was notorious for terrorizing black people. He also allegedly grazed Officer Gonzalez, the cold-blooded murderer of Gary King Jr. in Oakland in 2007. This interview is important because it is one of the first few times that the family has been able to speak out unedited. Today we're going to be talking about the life of Lavelle Mixon. Who was Lavelle Mixon? Today we got his wife, Amara, his sister, Alicia, and his moms, Athena. We'll talk about what happened in the aftermath of what went down in East Oakland on March 21st. Amara, let's start with you. You, the wife of Lavelle Mixon, tell us a little bit about Lavelle. Who was Lavelle to you?
Lavelle to me was an husband. He was everything that I needed him to be. He was very supportive. He was a friend. He was, you know, just a laid back person.
How would you describe him? What were some of the fun things that Lavelle was that he was into?
He liked to just be at home with the family. I mean, you know, New Year's Eve, we're sitting in the house playing Taboo with everybody, you know, just sitting around in the living room, watching movies and playing Taboo.
Alicia, can you tell us about early Lavelle? Who was Lavelle growing up? You know, tell us a little bit about your brother.
Lavelle, I'm his sister-in-law. Amara's my sister. But I did meet him at the age of 13 when he came out here from Atlanta, Georgia. And instantly, we kicked it off. When we were younger, me and his brother was best friends. Like, best friends. I mean, we didn't get any closer than that. I don't think anybody's relationship would have got any closer than me and his brother Maurice. When Lavelle came out from Atlanta when he was 13, like I said, it kind of picked up our friendship, shifted over. You know, the friendship that I once had with Maurice was easily connected with Lavelle. It was like I had known him all my life as well. Like Amara said, he was a real laid-back person. He loved to be around family and friends, loved to be around family and friends. He was quiet, though. He was a quiet, mellow person. He never got loud. He wouldn't waste his time sitting there arguing or anything like that. You know, like I said, he was a positive person. He was a person that you would be able to sit down and have a conversation with and get, you know, positive motivation, positive feedback from him. You know, he was just a real good, he was a very good person and a very dear friend.
Athena, can you tell us a little bit about, you know, what kind of child did you raise Lavelle to be? And, you know, what do you feel about what the media is saying about your son right now?
What I feel about it is not right. They're twisting things up and they're making him seem like he's you know, one of these people that belong in jail. My son didn't belong in there. He did his faults, you know, but everybody did them. He tried to get out and he tried to start fresh. You know, and be with his brothers and everything. And the justice system didn't allow him to do that. They took that, you know, away.
What you mean?
Well, we kept trying to get him transferred up to Washington with me and his brothers. And his wife, you know, we're mellowed out up there. We try to get him up there to get a job and get out of the environment that is down here because he didn't have a chance. The environment he's in, the justice system, it's messed up here. And we just tried to let him start fresh. I didn't see my son in 10 years because of him back and forth, what they were doing to him out here. I was coming out here on April 1st. Me and his little brothers to see him and spend time with him, and they took that away from me. Now I didn't even get to hold my son one last time. Now I have to come out here and put my son to rest.
My condolences, definitely.
My two youngest, he bought that Cadillac that they pulled him over with. So he was so excited that he was going to take us around. And his younger brothers, he wanted to get to know them because he only seen them when they were smaller. And my youngest one was a baby. He even paid for one of them ticket. He wanted to see them so bad. So they took that away. And I think not just his death, but even the police deaths were all senseless. They were senseless deaths, you know. And I'm sorry for the police. I'm just sorry for the whole thing. And I'm just upset and I get frustrated because they're twisting everything around. Another question, my son was not a rapist. And I want to clear that up. My son was a good-hearted person. I raised my kids to be respectable and well-mannered. And they all have good hearts. I raised them to just take care of their family. And I don't know how I feel. I'm just mad because I didn't get to see my son. And that hurts.
Amara, can you address what is the loss of Lavelle gonna mean to his friends, his family? What is the impact of his loss meant to y'all already?
Seeing him, I can say for a mother, seeing him, his smile, his laughter, his conversation with everybody. I mean, it's going to be a loss. I mean, it's just a tragedy, and it really hurts us, you know, us all. And especially who he was close with was me and Amor a lot. So not having him around, because I talk to him every day on his phone, it's just not going to be the same as a mother's standard.
Is there anything else y'all want to share with the people about Lavelle? What do you want to say? What's your last or funniest memory of Lavelle?
Lavelle will be greatly missed.
Who is this speaking?
This is Alicia. He will be greatly, greatly, greatly missed. Like I said, he was irreplaceable. The conversations were priceless, and it hurts to know that you would never be able to hear that voice again, or that comforting voice, the soft touch, the warm hug.
That was happening.
That smile. It hurts to know that the last time that I got any of those was going to be the last time. It's a tragic loss all the way around. All the way around.
Anybody else?
Justin, we love Dobell so very much, and it is a loss.
It's one thing, last but not least, I want to ask y'all, Oscar Grant keeps creeping up in the news stories, and I would say righteously so. How did y'all feel about the case of Oscar Grant, and do y'all feel like that case is related to this?
I feel like these are two separate cases, and they should be treated as such. They are not the same. They are two totally different things, and I think they need to be kept that way.
Okay. Amara, do you have a memorial fund number for Lavelle?
I do. It's the Lavelle Mixon Memorial Fund. It's through Bank of America, and the account number is 05-398-73465. That's 05-398-73465.
Well, I want to thank y'all for y'all courage to come on the radio and, you know, just talk to the people a little bit about y'all memories of Lavelle and how y'all feel about the situation. I want y'all to know that the Block Report supports y'all. You know, POCC Block Report Radio supports y'all. And whatever we could do, let us know. And we at y'all's service. So thank y'all for coming through. And, you know.
Can I just add that that I am in the military, or I was in the military. I just got out and all my benefits just stopped in February. Lavelle had life insurance and they just stopped in February. We really need help. I mean, I don't know how else to say it. I have a husband that I need to bury and I need help.
Well, thank y'all for being with us on the Block Report, and know that if y'all ever need to say something in the media, you know, we definitely would be glad and honored to put it out.
All
right.
Thank you.
So our condolences to Lavelle on behalf of the show and on behalf of the listeners.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, thank y'all. You were just listening to the voices of Amara, the wife of Lavelle Mixon, Alicia, his sister-in-law, and Athena, his mother, as we talked about the humanity of the 26-year-old parolee Lavelle Mixon, who was murdered by OPD a little over a week ago after allegedly killing four cops and grazing another. If you only heard a little of the interview, we talked candidly in a discussion that had to be pre-recorded because of the fact that the family feels their safety is in jeopardy after receiving numerous death threats. This is the Minister of Information, JR, for BlockReportRadio.com. And until next time, we out.